talk about this Ravens defense and just how opportunistic and tough they are, especially against the run?
I mean, we played them one time this year already. We kind of seen what kind of defense they was. I mean, the biggest thing that they did in the first game was causing turnovers. And they caused a lot of them at crucial times for us. We just have to find a better way to take care of the ball.
Is Suggs different than most guys that you're asked to maybe block and pass protection?
In what aspect?
I don't know, bigger, stronger?
No, I don't. No, nah, my job should never be to block him.
Duke, what makes him a guy who's been able to do it for so long and at 35 having the kind of season he's having?
I think for a guy like him, it's a mindset that he has. Just kind of people telling what he can and can't do. He's just out to prove, you know, things that he know he can do and just go out there and do it at a high level. He's been doing it for a while, and he still continue to do it.
How about the last home game? How much would you like to get this one for the fans who have been coming out all year?
I'm trying to get everyone for them. It's a lot to deal with. I know year in, year out, but, I mean, we try to get one not only for them, but for ourselves.
We've asked you before, Duke, about going this late in the season without a win, but now we're down to three chances left. Do you think you guys feel the pressure mounting to get that one?
I can't speak for nobody else, but no pressure for me. At the end of the day, I still got to go out there and do a job. No added pressure from anyone else but myself, so I go out there and do my job.
Duke, do you feel like, is there a sense among the guys in the locker room that kind of audition time for the new GM?
Make it sound like a circus. I'm not really sure. Just know we all got kind of a job to do. Even if it's our past film, we have things to speak for us other than the last three games, or the last four games he's been here. So, I think a lot of guys have film that they know they can always count on and fall back on. If they don't have the best showcase in these next three games.
We were just talking to Deshaun, and he said how he knows it's the NFL, and he knows the team's going to bring in another quarterback or two or whatever, and he's always going to have to compete. But what have you seen out of Deshaun as the year's gone on, and whether or not you think he can be a guy that can be a long-term starter?
His mental toughness. It's just dealing with a lot. Getting pulled, starting, not playing, whatever the scenario was and whatever the case was, he still had to, you know, be a professional and go out there and prepare every game like he's playing the whole game and just kind of, you know, focus on what he has to do to become a better player.
Do you see improvements as we've gotten in the last half of the season?
I do. At the beginning of the year, we had a big problem with his offense, turning the ball over a lot and not being able to protect the quarterback. Some cases his fault, some cases our fault. And I think he's learning that, you know, he had to help himself also, get rid of the ball when he can and just kind of make smarter plays. And I think he's matured since coming to the league.
We saw you do the 5-0 celebration.
One more time.
Celebration, the 5-0 for Ryan. Do you have a relationship with him at all?
He's from Florida. He's from down that way. But to me, it really doesn't matter kind of who it is. And when we look at football, we always say what could happen. And that's an injury that's, you know, we never like to think about it. We never like to say, you know, that can happen to one of us. Just to see it happen to someone, it's just eye-opening for not only myself, but a lot of players that play this game. Regardless of what team you play for, what team you root for, you never want to see something like that happen to anyone. And it's always kind of my prayers go out to him and his family through this tough time. So, like I said, it's just something that you never really look at playing football. You never, you know, it always can happen, but you hardly ever see it, something like that. And just to see it, it's just eye-opening.
So in your career, have you ever talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to him.
So you know him well to talk to him.
Yeah, I know him well enough to talk to him.
Have you talked to him since he got hurt?
No, sir.
Have you heard a lot of reaction to your prayer at the game from Steelers? You know, I saw on social media there's some people kind of giving you shout-outs for recognize it. Have you gotten a lot of good reaction from Steelers and people?
I believe I have. I don't really do it for the praise. It's just looking out for one
mile.
I mean, if you guys are asking, then you're telling me I'm pretty sure it reached somebody.
How are you handling all the losing for the second straight year?
Still have a job to do.
Cool.
I look at it, you still have a job to do regardless of what's going on. At the end of the day, I still have to come here every day and put my best foot forward to give this team a chance to win.
How